Good evening and welcome to Monroe County Health Advisors with Miss Alice Stanton and Miss Janice Henderson, coming to you from 231 6th Avenue in Beatrice, Alabama. It's our second program in the Health Watch series with Monroe County Health Advisors, Miss Alice Stanton and Miss Janice Henderson. Good evening, ladies, and welcome to House C Production Gospel, Blog Talk Radio, Health Watch. Good evening.
Good afternoon. My name is Alice Stanton again, and I am the Monroe County Coordinator for the O'Neill Comprehensive Cancer Center and the Department of Outreach and Engagement. April is the National Minority Health Month. The Monroe County Community Health Advisor will be offering presentations and trainings within the Monroe County area, demonstrating the importance of improving the health and of racial and ethnic minority community members and families by promoting ways to reduce cancer risk and disparities. While we recognize everyone may be touched by cancer in some way, everyone is not touched by cancer equally. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, Black and African American people have the higher rate of getting and dying from cancer when compared to other races. They experience barriers such as transportation issues, communication issues, physical and mental disabilities, and financial hardships. So barriers to better health outcomes affect many people. But for this population, barriers are more frequent and can cause greater impact on the community. So we are here to assist in the journey to better health outcomes in our community.
Hello, I am Janice Henderson, a Monroe County Outreach Coordinator with the O'Neill Comprehensive Cancer Center. Statistics show African American men and women have a higher cancer rate than other races, especially in small communities such as ours in the Black Belt area. This is why we are partnering with Mr. Freddie Howard at House C Productions to give you these medical moments to help you take steps in lowering your chances of getting cancer. 1, visit your healthcare provider. If it has been more than a year since you've seen your primary doctor, please schedule a visit today. Your health is your responsibility. Getting blood work done 1 to 2 times a year can be helpful in early diagnosis of a number of problems. Don't just look at the numbers on your lab report. Get a full understanding from your doctor about what the numbers mean. 2, if you smoke, chew, or inhale tobacco, please, by all means, try to stop immediately. Did you know tobacco products tell you on the packaging it may cause cancer? That's because it will cause cancer. 3, eat more fruits and vegetables. When you eat, please make sure you have something colorful on your plate. 4, move. Get active. Do some form of exercise at least 30 minutes a day. Remember, 10, 10, 10. 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes in the afternoon, and 10 minutes at night. Moving helps your body get rid of waste. 5, how do we grow healthy adults? By starting with them while they are children. Take children to the doctor to get more information about the human papillomavirus vaccine, which is the HPV vaccine. Now, I have done my part. I am asking that you do your part. Be smart and get healthy. If you have any questions or if any of this information pertains to you or you know someone that needs some help, you may call Ms. Stanton at 251-302-8058 or you may call Mr. Walker at 251-244-8480. Once again, if this information doesn't pertain to you, please take this information and give it to someone else. Thank you. This has been your medical moment.
In addition, if you are a cancer survivor or a cancer patient and you need additional financial or any type of help or assistance that we could give to you, even if you have not had any of your doctor visits for your screening, please reach out to us at those two numbers that Ms. Henderson gave you above.
Again, Ms. Stanton, your contact number.
Okay.
Go ahead.
My name is Alice Stanton. The contact number is 251 302 8058.
Okay, and Ms. Henderson?
My number is 251-362-1011.
1011. And Mr. Walker is 251-244-8480.
Correct.
All right. We thank you, ladies, for being a part of this Health Watch number 2. We hope everything is going well, and then look forward to people reaching out to you as we've been focusing on the issues of cancer from the O'Neill Cancer Center and dealing with smoking and tobacco products, snuff, chewing, or any of those products that people be using that can lead to cancer. Again, ladies, thank you. God bless you. See you next time.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, ladies. This has been a Health Watch moment with Ms. Janice Henderson and Ms. Alice Stanton, Monroe County Health Advisors. God bless you. Take care. We'll see you next time.